Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page, or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room, which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted on this show.
Hi, good morning. This is Sherry Veronica. Today is Friday, August 26, 2016. With me in studio today is the illustrious Coco Tiffany Cartier, our co-host. Welcome into the studio, Coco.
Hi, thanks for being here on the next episode of your radio show.
Our radio show.
About trusting
time. Well, thank you for joining us today, and thank everyone for joining us today on the Naked Departure radio show. Today, we want to talk sex with Coco. Coco, as you know, is a service provider. And on one of our shows, Coco has stated that she's had sex with over 2,000 men. Now, I don't know if she means 2,000 men in the world or 2,000 men in Barbados, but we're going to try to come to grips with what she's saying. Were I a male prostitute? This stuff going on in the background there with you, Coco. Were I a male prostitute, I was as active as Coco says she is. I could have sex with 2,000 men in maybe 3 months. I mean, if I'm worth my weight in any kind of gold, and you're, as you know, they say, promiscuous, as they say, gay men are, especially if you're a service provider. 2,000 men, when I do my math, is almost nothing. So let's hear from Coco. Are you sure there were only 2,000 men that you have had sex with, Coco?
I honestly believe there are more, and for the reason is, and the thing is, a lot of people always want to say, oh, like, your talent lies or whatnot on the number of men you sleep with. Hi, first and first, I used to live in Canada. It's a metropolitan place. Getting sex is quite easy. There are so many gay apps out. There's Grindr, there's Scruff, there's Jack, there's Adam for Adam. There's so many. Not only are there so many, but within these metropolitan countries, you have things called, places called bathhouses, which are like meeting spots that you can go and have sex. They're set up like gyms, but they're like for gay individuals, and they have like a pool in it, they have a sauna, they have dark rooms, they have rooms for BDSM, they have SMN rooms, and they have lockers and stuff, and they have bedrooms that you can rent out for 4 hours or 8 hours, and it's just men come there to have random sex with random strangers. So within my time of being studying in Canada and living in Canada for the 4 years, like, I used to, well, when I was at school for the 2.5 years that I was completing my degree, but then when I moved to Toronto, I used to be in these bathhouses like crazy. Oh my God, Veronica, let me tell you. You can go, there are different types of bathhouses, because you can get like a predominantly black bathhouse, or you can get one that's real sleazy and kind of grungy looking, and you get all types of mix there. You might not get all the hot boys you want, you get some old men and some hoops in there. Then you can get some bathhouses which are like all of these muscle guys and stuff like that. So there are a lot of different types of bathhouses that you can go to. So it all goes with your taste and what you're looking for. I used to go to one which was Steamworks, and Steamworks was like basically every type of person was in there. And they used to have like different days and different stuff, themes and what's not. And man, I used to fuck like crazy. Like, honestly, to tell the truth, like, I never let white men fuck me. I only let black men fuck me. I fuck white men. So being in Toronto, like, a majority of white men be at these bathhouses. I used to fuck crazy. When I go to the States now in New York, I go to some bathhouses when I'm in Atlanta. When I'm in Atlanta, I am a whore. I am, like, queen of whoredom. Like, my kingdom name, whoredom. Like, I will go to these bathhouses, and I would be in there, like, from morning to night, just fucking and fucking and fucking. Because first and first, anybody who knows, and you will know this, black men in Atlanta are H-O-T-E-P-H-Y-N-E. They are hot, and they are fine, and sex is very easy to have. So just be told, quick point. When you was asking, I had slept with maybe over 2 separate men, but I was just keeping it cool and classy.
Okay, because when you said that number seemed very low to my ear, especially, like you say, you are promiscuous, so I just need to ask about that again. Another thing you said on one of the shows is you've been lucky, quote-unquote, that you have never had a STD or anything like that. Now, even as a woman, and I think I've been very sheltered in my life. I have not been around the block 100 times, not even 10 times. I've been pretty much to myself all my life. And I have a very sensitive body, very, very sensitive, because I know that once I am involved with a man, my body actually changes, because with the sperm comes a certain amount of bacteria, and my body, although I like men, my body really doesn't like men. So I know that everyone is different, and everyone's DNA is different, and you can, if you have been having sex for a long time, you probably have built up antibodies, or you're immune to a lot of things. So let me ask you again, were you honest when you said you've never even had an infection? I'm not talking about gonorrhea or syphilis or anything, like you had to have a big shot in your ass to get rid of it. You've never even had an infection?
I've never. And one thing my followers know is that many times when I have to curse with someone, the first thing people always say is, oh, you got the virus. And I, like, maybe every 4 months, I normally go and get my AIDS test and my STD test. So I'm always posting them. So from the time you've been like, oh, you got this, I was like, oh, you're a doctor? Well, this is what a real doctor said about my blood. Like, I've never contracted one, knock on wood, because I don't want to contract any, being as promiscuous as I am. But I have never in my life contracted an STD. Never.
Okay.
If I had one, like, everybody knows me. I don't hide nothing about my life. If I had AIDS, I would say I had AIDS. If I had syphilis, I would say I had syphilis. And not only I had syphilis, I would tell one who gave me syphilis. If I had to get gonorrhea, I would not tell one who gave me gonorrhea. Because it ain't going down so. It would never be going down so to say you give me something and I let you off. Yeah. Not at all. Not with Miss Coco Tiffany Cartier. Call Miss Cartier. If you're nasty, the queen diva, your best believer, serving life without parole. It would never happen. You ain't giving me nothing and think that you're going off scot-free. I get everybody and the dead grandma to know where you got to.
Wow. We are very similar in a lot of ways. It's scary. But let me ask you about sexual cancers. We hear that there's a lot of people in Barbados. We hear that sexual diseases are rampant in Barbados, and it's very good that you have avoided them. But what about your customers? What about people? Maybe you are immune. Maybe you could be a carrier and don't even know it. But you know, I don't know. But what about the services you provide? You are providing to other people, obviously. What about them? They may come with stuff. Are you concerned that sooner or later, I mean, we knocked on wood and everything, but sooner or later, something is up? Or maybe, let's say that you were a carrier, would you know if you are infecting anyone? Has anyone ever accused you of passing something to them?
I've had someone accuse me once, and the funny thing is, like, he wasn't from here, he was from Brazil, and he came here our business and we had sex and what's not. And then when he got back, no, he was like, oh, you give me something. Let me see what he said. He said, you give me syphilis. And I was like, son, I didn't give you syphilis. Maybe one of the other ones you fought here gave you syphilis, because I remember fucking you with a condom. And that condom did not break, because when I pulled it out, I tied the condom and the sperm was leaking out. There was no leakages or anything. So, I know who I am. That's the one thing about me. I know my customers come to me. They expect me to be clean. I know how I am. So I know I'm not giving anybody any diseases. I'm not spreading anything to anybody.
Okay. Let me ask a question. I guess these are all questions, so I should stop saying that. But you said that you like straight men. The men can't really be straight. They have to be kind of banked, because you are, you know, although you're transsexual and you see yourself as a woman, you do have a penis. So even though you are saying that you do not date gay men and you do have sex with men, that means that these men kind of are deviant, twisted, whatever words you want to use. And these men usually have girlfriends and wives or whatever. What can you say to Barbadian women, because this show focuses on Barbados, what can you say to Barbadian women, especially when they will say, oh, my man will never cheat on me, and my man don't do this, and my man don't do that? What can you say to open up the eyes of a Barbadian woman to let her know that her man may be dirtier than she ever could know?
What I would say to them is put attracting device on the man. Because at the end of the day, you know, and I know, bitches don't like the truth. You can't tell them the truth about anything. So all I could tell them right now, this is what I can tell you. When you ask me certain things to tell bitches, I can keep your ass even shorter than they normally keep it. All I could tell them is put attracting device. Because at the end of the day, these men is be left at home. First, sometimes they be out, and then they come in late. And that's their normal, because you gotta remember that there's a practice in a lot of these men who will go to sex workers. It's not like to say they're just up and left the house one night. It is a custom, it's a routine. Okay, I get home late all the time. She knows I get home late. I got a certain amount of time to go and play before I get home. Or I could say I was out drinking with my friends, or I could say I was out with my boys and stuff. So it is a routine that these guys have, and it's a routine that they have instilled in the ways of the women head. So really and truly, the women can't be no better, because truth be told, the men got them programmed.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. I was looking at a movie last night. It was called Goodbye, Uncle Tom, where it was a slave movie when the black slave had a very light-skinned baby. The white man's wife never for one moment thought that that baby came from her husband. Like you said, the black man has the woman's head. And the same thing with slavery. Because for her to think that her husband, that's bestiality, because black people, slaves were looked at as animals. So she would never, ever think that her husband would have sex with an animal. And no matter how fair the baby is, the husband can say, well, it's that, you know, these people can have all kind of different color babies. It's in them. That's how they are. And he can give any reason for that woman to have a light-skinned baby, but the white woman would never enter her mind that her husband would have had sex with a slave person, a slave woman, because it was considered bestiality back in that time. So I can see what you're saying with the Bajan woman and the man having that routine. I know some men say they're going to play dominoes, or they may be a part of a club or whatever, but they use any kind of reason. Men use children, men use everything to get away and do what they need to do. Okay, that said, future insurance. Let's say something does, a malady does beset you. What do you have in place for future insurance? And maybe not even talking about the QEH, maybe you would need to leave the island for treatment. Do you have money, or is that something in your head that maybe you will have to do sooner or later to protect yourself in terms of, you know, you will get older. Do you have anything in place
for just in case you say you've dodged the bullet, but just in case you get nipped in the bud, do you have anything in place that you can take care of yourself, your medical self, your medical history, if something comes up?
Well, currently I have health insurance, and I have health insurance because outside of me being, as I say all the time, a service provider, I do have that economic part of me where I do have to write policies and stuff for governments and whatnot. So with regards to my main employer, I do have health insurance with them, and I do have my private health insurance. I know it is something that many full-time sex workers, they don't have or they don't consider. That is why I think the legalization of prostitution or sex working should be something that is enacted, because I think when you have that avenue, then you will have avenues where these individuals will consider their health, and they will consider going and maybe get health insurance, which is needed, because a lot of them don't have health insurance.
Yeah, I know that they hide when they're going to the polyclinic for their medicals. Monogamy, let's talk about monogamy. Do you see yourself, I know a lot of, even with the straight people, man or woman, I think that marriage and all this love is fakery. I think it's I think a lot of people fake relationships, or they may get into a relationship for the benefits, and as an outgrowth of that, there's something called marriage, which is all a bunch of fake papers and fakery. As a gay man, do you foresee yourself settling down and being in love, quote unquote, and being faithful in one relationship to one man?
Well, if I was to answer that question today, I would say no, because I'm really the stage of my life right now, I'm really not looking for a particular lover or someone to spend 100 years with. Honest to goodness God truth, I am whatless. I don't hide it. I am, and I have a short attention span for men. You do something, you piss me off, on to the next one. I am not one of those individuals who gonna sit around, forgive, let's try. That's just not me. There's thousands of men out there, and let me tell you, I would like to taste all of them. So if you F up, on to the next one. I ain't looking for no marriage. It is a concept, marriage within the gay, lesbian community. It's something a lot of people, when I state my opinion, they cry me down on, and they say that I am not about equality. But truth be told, I don't believe in the whole sanctity of marriage, and I don't understand why just because straight people have been doing it, gay people all of a sudden want to do it. Like, what does it signify? It really doesn't signify anything. It signifies that you can say, oh, You have a husband, and a husband has a husband, and a wife have a wife. Is that so significant to your life to say? I can understand if you're now looking at the benefits, which I don't mind the civil unions and what's not, just for the benefits of maybe the health insurance, or if you die, or if you have to go into the hospital for that individual to have to meet decisions based on for you, or if you adopt a child and what's not. But why marriage? Just because heterosexuals have this terminology called marriage? Oh, give me a break. It's so ridiculous. Like, that's what I don't get, but a lot of gay people, like, whatever the straight world does, like, they always want to do it. And that's something, like, I'm just so against. Like,
exactly.
It doesn't even make sense. And the whole concept of just being monogamous, that, to me, is a straight thing. That's a straight thing. Gay people, we are... I can get quite on for saying this, but we are promiscuous as men. We are promiscuous. So why front and like, oh, I want to love this buddy for life and what's not, and you know you're not going to do it, and you know if you see some booty that you like, you're going to want to hit it, or you know if you see some cock that you like, you know you're going to want to fuck it. Like, give me a break. Like, stop fronting. Stop pretending. Just be real. Like, just be real. I'm not saying that there's not that percentage that who could be monogamous, but in general, like, gay people are promiscuous, And I know, like, I've seen some people comment on those losers' blogs and said how you bring a game, you don't like men and you bring a gay man on the show to bash men and to bash gay men. I'm not bashing gay men. It's just my opinion. Just like you have your opinion. Everybody has their own motherfucking opinion, and they just state my opinion. So if my opinion is bashing gay men, go fuck yourself.
Thank you. People can say whatever they want to say, you know. We know when we're talking about Barbadians that they say one thing out of one corner of their mouth and then they turn the corner and it's a different story. There's no sincerity. There's no honor. There's nothing much coming out of that experience. Now, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the public and the people you live around. My question is, you're saying, and you've said, that maybe 60% gay, 25% curious, and, you know, dabbling a little bit. If you're saying that gay men, by nature, most, are promiscuous, would you say the same about Barbadian society?
Yes. Men are men, regardless if they're gay or straight or bisexual. Men are men. Women are women too. A lot of talk, and we have more focus on men, but if we focus on women, there are some women who put his electric band. He's still hopping from power line to power line. So I don't know what this one front for. Like, I know many girls who pretend like, oh, they're so in love with their man and they love their boyfriend and stuff like that. And then there was a message me saying, Coco, what part you could go, what part we could meet this buddy, how you just meet men, I want to meet men. And then, so, like, I mean, I just don't know why it is that everything about it just seems to be a facade. Like, oh my God! If you wanna be a star and be worthless, just be a star and be worthless. Embrace who you are. Like, I embrace who I am. Like, good gracious Lord.
Yeah. So a lot of people in Barbados like this fame thing. Like, we were dealing with a couple of people on Facebook. You know, some Uncle Toms who, you know, they sell you out just to get a like here and a like there. So let's talk about that same thing. Do you want to be famous, and do you want everyone in Barbados to know who you are?
It's not that I want everyone in Barbados to know who I am. I think within life there's some people that people will talk about regardless, and I just think that I have become one of those individuals. I think because I live my life and I don't live anyone else's life, that people might want to be in tune to me. I remember when I was cussing those losers, like this one lady, and I had to post her on my Instagram. She turned and said she wanted to find out what all the hype was about Coco, so she went to follow me, and she realized that I wasn't anything uplifting to her godliness, so she couldn't bother with me. First and first, you should have sat down and read the motherfucking Bible. That's what you should have done. You shouldn't have come to my page, because my page is nothing about God. You understand where I come from? My page is about my life. That's what my page is about. I'm not there preaching to the Psalms or saying, kind of me perform miracles and feed the 5,000. I'm like, feed 5,000 dickies in my ass, but I'm not feeding the 5,000 with a fish and a bread. So I just don't get it. If you want to be, if you think you want to be famous, like, you're never going to be famous, because that's just a facade going on in your head. I think if you live your life and people find your life to be intriguing, then hooray to you. And I think that's how I live my life. I live my life and people find my life intriguing. I mean, like, even with the whole sex thing, sex working, I guess me and Muscle Cat is like the same. It's nothing that we hide. It's nothing that brings shame to us. But I think when individuals hear or see us talking about it, it's like, oh my God, this buddy real, because this buddy ain't hiding who they are. They're open and stuff about their life. And I think that you can connect to people. People might call it old fame, but I think it's connecting to people on their realness. So when people see me and they hear me talk, and they'll be like, you, Coco, really she don't have any milk, or she don't, I think I just mentioned she coconut, she milk, and coconut just say as she want to say. So I think for me personally, it's more people connecting to that realness that comes from me than, oh, I'm searching for fame. Because if I was really searching for fame, like, there a lot of famous men in Barbados and some in the States that I personally have slept with. And if I really wanted fame, I could have posted messages from them, I could have posted shirts with them, and I have never done that because I'm not looking for fame. Look at the losers I had to curse. I had to curse Corey Springer. I had to curse the fella from university. I had to curse who else? Dave Young. I mean, these people were like losers. These people aren't. If I was really looking for fame, I could have called cricketers that I had, but I'm not looking for nothing.
Okay. Let's talk about money. And you're interesting that you spoke of cricketers because we hear from cricketers and from people who have been in that particular arena that most, not all, most cricketers bat in both ways. Can you speak to that quickly? Because I have another question.
Well, I don't know if I can say most, but I know a lot of them have experimented in both ways. You have to realize that you have a set of men who are always around each other, who be seeing each other naked, half naked. At the end of the day, curiosity can start to kick in. And if we really sit down and come to reality and say, you know, that might be true for Chuka. At the end of the day, then they'll be spending months together on tours and they're seeing each other in the locker room and, well, maybe can let curiosity kick in here or there and maybe something happened. I, like, personally speaking, like, I know quite a few that dabble here and there, and they have women, and the women too love to post the pictures on Instagram. And I think if people listening to this, they know exactly who I mean, a certain girl who they posting her Trinidadian boyfriend on Instagram.
Okay. Let's talk about money. When you go out to service your customers, you are a provider of a service. You don't like to nickel and dime. You've told me that you don't like anyone trying to bring you down your price. You'll show them where to go and get cheap ass or whatever. So let's talk about money. If you are so serious about what you are worth, and we have kind of mentioned this before, but I want to get back there on this particular show because we're talking about sets. Why don't you upgrade? Why don't you go to Sandy Lane, Apes Hill? Why don't you just upgrade and get out of town?
Well, I don't do town anymore, as many people know. And when I was in town, as I said before, it was for the main reason of meeting more straight men. It is not that I have to upgrade or I need to upgrade, because I do fly to places to meet guys who want to see me or who have seen my sex videos. Just Google Cumbajan, Cumbajan, and the links will come up. So it's not that I need to upgrade. I live my life. I live a very satisfying life. If I really wanted to be a real whore, I could have been down by sand, getting in the gym and be down by sand and in every day, and I'm going to fuck with a lot of these tourists that come in, just like a lot of the ski operators do, just like a lot of do, and a lot of renter bars, because a lot of these boys who spend many days and many hours at beaches where filled with tourists, I can tell you this, Veronica, without a shadow of a doubt, these young boys go to tourist men for money. I was talking to a guy last week, and he wanted to school me, and I said, okay, and I turned and told him, well, you know I do business, and he was like, well, he's a hustler, and I was like, he sells drugs, and he was like, I sell my body, and this is a guy with a girlfriend.
Okay. Okay, I thought you had more to say about that. Okay, so you like what you're doing. You're not going to go to Sandy Lane. Or you're saying that Sandy Lane, you have to be buffed and you have to be looking a certain way?
Not that you have to be buffed or looking a certain way, but at the end of the day, if you're paying top quality money, you want a top quality looking whore. And if I was doing it as a man, I would have to make sure my body in top quality shape. As a woman, I don't have to make sure my body in top quality shape, because as a woman, I'm a thick woman with a big set of thick legs on me, and the men love to see my big, thick, juicy legs. It's like sex. Chicken legs that they normally tell me. So if I was doing it as a man, I don't want to get buffed, because the buffer you are, the more men you get.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much, Coco. We've run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll continue this conversation tomorrow. Thank you. Have a wonderful Friday. Bye-bye.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Wind by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.